My body is the temple of the living spirit. My body is a factory that creates all that is necessary for my body to function perfectly and for my body to be the beautiful temple for me in which to live in harmony, in peace, in right action, and all that is good. My own body's factory of neurotransmitters is all that is needed, and I have it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My own body's factory of neurotransmitters is all that is needed. Oh, yes. In my activity of my body, there are ups and downs, there are ins and outs, and there are attitudes that give me depression or give me acceleration, and all of these things are something that are controlled by the neurotransmitters in my body. These transmitters react to the acids and the ordinary activities that are going on, the foods, the chemicals and things that are going on, but my own body is a factory that produces the neurotransmitters that are valuable to maintain a harmonious, normal, fantastic body. They stimulate the development and creation of the amino acids in my body that bring about balance and peace. They stimulate this in every one of us, all these 8 amino acids that blend together to bring about a harmonious body do so because they work in harmony with my original purpose, my original design, my original integrity, who I really am. Now, what would cause them not to function? Well, we have spoken often about that, how when we become tense, when we tense up our body like that, and we turn off our amino acids. We turn off all of those enzymes that are normally functioning in our body to bring harmony and peace and balance. And that tension causes us to be tense. It causes us to be tenser. It causes us to not function harmoniously. And it's a very silly and a very wonderful thing. We have within us our original purity and integrity, whether we like it or not. This is our original creation. This is our original body. This is our original self. This is who we really are. And because this is who we really are, this is what we have to work with. Now, we can turn off the enzymes. We can turn off those things which bring about harmony in our body, or we can turn them on. My own body factory of neurotransmitters is all that is needed. My own body's factory of neurotransmitters is all that is needed because I have within me the rheostats, the thermostats, the ability to guide, judge, to take, to not take, to create, to not create, all of those things which bring about a healthy, fantastic body. I have the ability to live in a body that is absolutely healthy all the time. And I have the ability to live in a body that is not absolutely healthy. And living in a body that's absolutely healthy, I'd say, I have the neurotransmitters that work perfectly to conduct my body. My original purity and integrity is always intact. My original purity and integrity is always at work, bringing about the beautiful things that make my life whole and magnificent now and forevermore. My original purity and integrity, what I was born with, what I am created in, what this my temple of the living spirit, what this temple has in it, what is the furnace in here, what are the neurotransmitters that go from point to point to inform my body what it is to be. My body is told from this activity within me how it is to act, how it is to live, how it is to express itself, how it is to express all the goodness that it is. My body knows that. Now all I have to do is work harmoniously with my body, work harmoniously with my mind, work harmoniously with all the cells in my body, with all the nutrients, with all the minerals and all of the vitamins and all the other things. My body creates them itself. My body created all these things long before I started not creating them, long before I went to the drugstore to buy the materials, long before I found an outer source to try to bolster the inner source. Well, rather than having this outer source bolstering the inner source, oh, do it if you feel it's good for you, but rather than do that, say to yourself, every organ, action, function of my body knows exactly what it is designed to do and does it perfectly now. Every organ, action, function of my body knows what it is designed to do and does it perfectly now. Every organ, action, and function of my body knows what it is designed to do and does it perfectly now. Yes, that's true. That's true. No matter what it is that we face, no matter what it is that we're working on, no matter what it is that is important to us, we have the ability to speak our word and bring it forth in its ideal conception, in its ideal purpose and program, in its ideal manner. We have that right now. Now, do you want it? Do I want it? Oh, sure, we want it. Well, then we say, my own body's factory of neurotransmitters is all that is needed. These neurotransmitters, they transmit from our thought to our body how we want it. It's like our foot on the gas pedal. We put our foot on the gas pedal, and our gas pedal transmits the information to our engine and says, more gas, let's go. We take our foot away from the gas pedal, and the engine says, whoops, I'm losing my power, I'm losing my energy, I'm losing my cause. And the engine works slower. Now, can you, can I, have that engine working always at perfection? Can we always be working at maximum efficiency? Can we always do that? We can. It's just a matter of what are we going to allow to distract us? I'm always so amused when I talk to the monks at the monastery and the cats walk through and they immediately have to watch the cat. The dog walks through, they have to immediately watch the dog. They turn their attention away from what we're talking about to the animals because the animals are so fetching in their imagination. And lo and behold, the purpose, the impact, the power of what we've been saying is lost to them, because they allowed themselves to be distracted. Now, can they train themselves not to be distracted? Can they train themselves to be one-pointed? Can they train themselves to be efficient with their thinking, their attitudes? Oh, yes. Do they want to? No. They don't want to, or else they would do it. You would learn how to put your foot on the gas pedal. And when the gas is too rich and the car goes zoom, you say, whoopsie-daisy, the speed limit is so, and I must reduce the car so that it'll go at that speed. You see, we can train our attention. We can train our attention to be where it is most beneficial for us to have it. But we only do that when we realize that we are conducting the neurotransmitters of our body, which are telling the amino acids exactly what we want them to do, which are bringing peace and balance in our life or are bringing the lack of peace and balance in our life. It's up to us. It's up to us, and it always will be up to us. So today, I claim my own body's factory of neurotransmitters is all that is needed. I am in balance. I am in harmony. I am peace. I am love. I am unconditional love. All is in divine order. My original purity and integrity are what guide my body, my life, and my affairs. My original purity and integrity are what guide my body, my life, and my affairs. My original purity and integrity are what guide my life, my body, and my affairs. I say that I claim that, and I know that, and it is so for me. Have a lovely day. You're in charge. Know that. I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.